Hey everyone, it's Vinny.
And Knickknack, hi.
And we're doing a sort of different thing today because we're both tired, we're both close to meltdown. And we just decided to do an off-the-cuff podcast. We were already talking about some things going on in our lives, but we decided to make a podcast about it. Mainly we were talking about the changes in our lives, like being married is great and I wouldn't change it for the world, but sometimes I miss being able to binge watch a show, because lately I've been just watching shows with you, and we've been doing like a few episodes at a time, but there are other shows where I just want to keep watching, but you want to take a break, or your attention is elsewhere, or the same thing happens vice versa. We're watching a show and I have to take a break, and I don't know.
Or you'll want to watch a show that I don't want to watch, or I'll want to watch a show that you don't want to watch. I mean, it really comes down to routine. And that is such a elemental part of autistic life, I think, is just routine. I mean, back in the old bad old days before I met you, I mean, yeah, I was depressed and sad and all sorts of horribleness, but I had a routine. I had a strict, I'd get up and I'd sit at the flight simulator for 8 hours. Mm-hmm. And if one flight went bad, well, go straight into the next one. You know, get it wrong until you get it right, or just keep getting it wrong until you've been up for 3 days straight and then crash. You know? And it's really different, not only just sharing my life with you in a small space, but then also you know, living in a different kind of environment. You know, I'm sure my old apartment complex had community rules, but I really wasn't all that concerned about being quiet after 10.
Yeah.
You know, I really wasn't, and my neighbors didn't complain, so it wasn't an issue. But mm-hmm. Here it's like, okay, I can't record a podcast after 10. I can't watch a TV show really after 10. I can't do anything after 10. And I'm not a morning person.
Yeah, neither am I.
But yet you've adapted to this, mm-hmm. which is to your great credit. But I'm really struggling to adapt to this. Like, oh, I have to wear headphones. God damn it! I fucking hate wearing headphones.
Whereas I live in them 24/7 because I have noise sensitivity, and noises really bother me. We were walking through the city the other day, and you said that you loved the chaos of the city, just all the sounds of the people and the cars and city life. And I'm over here trying not to be overwhelmed as usual by it, but thankfully we were walking home during that time. But I usually have my headphones plugged in while I'm walking, and I miss having my headphones and listening to music, because that kept me calm walking through the city, because I couldn't hear all of the external noises. I mean, I kept them low enough to where I could hear an ambulance or something.
Right.
But like, I'm usually just in my own world, you know, in my musical world and stuff. And
yeah.
And music is another thing. Like, there's like very little that both of us can stand to listen to together. I'm into like goth, industrial, EBM, dark stuff, and Knickknack is more like, I don't know,
classic rock, alternative. Sang 200 songs over and over and over and over and over and
Yeah.
over and over again.
And I get so tired of like the same well, I do it too. I mean, I have my same stuff that I listen to over and over and over again, but like it's like okay, so basically for us to coexist, we have to be stuck in the 90s. And that gets old.
But I
Because I grew, we both grew up in the 90s, and that was the music then. And like, you know, I heard it like a lot then, and then I revisit it from time to time. But like now we're listening to it whenever we listen to music because my goth music makes Knickknack sad and
Hey.
drives them crazy, and their music drives me crazy. So what do we do?
And then there's the day-to-day stuff. Like there's just like all the chores and stuff. And I won't lie, I suck domestically. I just suck. And it's just, combination of things, and that puts a lot of extra stress on you, and that makes it really difficult for both you and me because I'm sitting there feeling guilty half the time, and you're sitting there overworked and stressed and probably wanting to smack me half the time
Well,
or
no,
something,
it's.
but.
I mean, I kind of wish I could download into your brain the instructions for things like, I don't know, how to cook and how to do dishes so like I can take a break every once in a while. I mean, you do wonderfully with the microwave and stuff, so that's what half our meals are because like. When I'm, and also because I in the past I would always be like, okay, I'm so tired from doing all of my stuff. I just don't want to cook, and it sucks cooking for one. So, and while I love cooking for you, it is a chore to cook for two people. Buying twice the ingredients, standing at the stove for far longer, and stuff like that. And I don't know, but. In ways, our life has gotten easier too. Like we just got Amazon Fresh delivered, and that's really great because we don't have to trudge to the store anymore
Yeah, those
and lug groceries back.
walks to the local grocery store. I mean, yes, there are some lovely sights along the way, but oh dear goodness.
And we get our exercise.
Yes. But there's been other good things too going on. I mean, I'm able to do my walks, which I think when I remember to do those, I think my mood improves, and then that gets me out of the house for a while, so your mood improves.
No, I love having you here. It's just like when I'm doing certain things, like when I have to do the dishes and stuff, I have to listen to my audiobooks because that's what I'm used to doing, and it also makes the work go faster. But you're stuck, I don't know, not talking to me while I have my headphones on and you're bored, so you play a video game. And so by the time I'm done with the dishes, you're still playing your video game. And then I want to play a video game. But you want to socialize with me.
So it's the disconnect between the we're not in sync. I see it now. I see it now.
And then not to get too detailed about this stuff, but like, for intimate times, you know, because I'm so tired, it makes me want to be less intimate. I just want to go to sleep, and you're left feeling, I think, not as close to me as you want to be because I don't have the spoons. Like we talked about spoon theory in one of the last
Green
podcasts.
spoonies, I think it was, yeah.
And I don't have the spoons to engage with you in that manner, so.
It's hard. It's hard. It's I mean, I wouldn't trade it for the world. I really wouldn't. But, oh my gosh. I mean, if you look at the DSM-5, the entry for autism spectrum disorder, it's like rigidity in tasks, or something like that. I can't remember the exact language. And it's like, the concept of inertia, that's basically what we're dealing with it is here is like, we need to make changes, and it's hard to make changes because we're even needing our old routines that kept us on the rails before. And now all of a sudden it's like there's no rails. There's no track, there's no nothing. It's just like,
We have to build a new routine.
yeah, we have to build a new routine. It's just like, oh my God,
Where do we start?
where do we start? How do we do this?
I mean, I was trying to get us to get up at a certain time, like the time I'm used to getting up, but that's not Nick Nack's usual time to get up. And also, if I hadn't slept very well, which I haven't been lately, that time is an awful time
Yeah.
to wake up. But how are we going to do stuff during the day if we don't get up? Because, as most of pretty much quote unquote normal life is done during
Done
the
during the
hours of
day.
9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And I mean,
Well, and add to that the fact that, I mean, I mean, as much as I might want to go back to, part of me wants to go back to just, nocturnal life. There's also this very practical side of me that goes, well, I can't listen to my music at 3 o'clock in the morning anymore.
Yeah, unless you wear
Unless
headphones.
I wear headphones or,
Keep it at a low volume that you can't really hear it anyway.
right, exactly. That may thereby rendering it moot and mute. But yeah, I mean, I see the practical side of that, and I'm really struggling to try and, get up when the alarm goes off at 10, ungodly hour, 10 o'clock in the morning.
And I know there's some of you out there saying, Tim, that's so late to get up, but yeah,
Yeah,
I had to make a compromise. I used to be a night owl too,
yeah.
but it wasn't helping when I was in school and stuff like that, so I had to change. And I compromised with myself, 10 a.m.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny, in a lot of ways, sweetie, you're ahead of me in the masking to quote unquote normal world or normal routine.
Yeah, because I tend to just get stuff done and then come home and fall apart. I don't fall apart first. Well, I try not to.
Yeah, it's hard not to fall apart.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, you want to talk about some of the other things that are going on that are making life a little bit difficult right now?
Yeah, my therapy and like counseling service, I'll go ahead and say it since, now I'm not a part of it. Seattle Counseling Service, it's been serving the LGBTQIA plus population since 1956, and they are gone now. I mean, I had my last session with my therapist last week, and that just really sucked. I mean, I spent all these years building up a rapport with her, and now that's just gone. She, because, there's no funding, King County said they would help us or help the, you know,
the organization.
Yeah, help the organization, and then I don't know what happened. They just pulled the funding, or things are too expensive. I mean, COVID has helped in shutting that down, but then again, like, I don't know. I probably can't say what I really want to say here, because, like, I don't know, but it doesn't feel right for me to be diving in that much.
Yeah.
But yeah, but that okay, so the gist of it is, I don't have a therapist, I don't have a psychiatrist, I need my meds, I need therapy. Nick Nack needs a psychiatrist and a therapist as well. So they transferred me to a different place who are taking clients from SCS, and so they're pushing me in the back door, but Nick Nack has to walk in the front door basically and do an intake from scratch.
And I'm still waiting on...
Oh, yeah.
Changing states for, you know, being on the dole is a pain in the behind. We were real... I'd say we were real proactive, and they even commented on this, you know, when we went in to do all the things we had to do at the beginning of May, after we had gotten married and stuff. But now, I've been waiting on my insurance card for weeks, because apparently it's still active in California, because... Well, that makes sense. So just all these little things to try and keep life together, and add to that just, you know, the normal things of being a couple and being in love and living together and just all the stuff that goes along with that, and it's a hell of a lot. Add to that, I'm still adjusting from the move. You know, I mean, I'm not going to take the Seattle as dying route, because that's shitty. But Seattle has drastically changed.
Yeah.
It's not the city I knew years ago.
Yeah. You came back to a whole different city.
Yeah, and I have to, like...
And it's even a whole different city from when I moved here.
Yeah, it's...
Things that I've loved are gone and going away, and things that Nick Nack loved are gone.
Long gone.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Easy Street in Uptown. R.I.P. Pecora's at Pike and Pine.
R.I.P. Mama's Kitchen in Belltown. God damn it, I miss their burritos.
But yeah, and really, I don't know. I really hesitate to broach this, but it feels like there's this Igloo and Hartley song. I don't know if you know it, sweetie, or not.
Probably not. That doesn't sound familiar.
Yeah, I was listening to the end when I was coming off the freeway one day, way back in 2009, when I lived here the first time. And there was a song that came on. It's like, and there's nothing to fear in this city, and I won't disappear in this city, something like that.
Uh huh.
And it was just this really comforting thing, and I felt. I didn't feel scared walking down the streets, no matter what time of day it was. I didn't feel any of this stuff. And now, you know, depending on what neighborhood I'm in, but usually, just for the most part, I'm more on edge than I used to be, and part of that's just adjusting. Like, I haven't been in city mode for a long time. I mean, I jokingly say city mode engaged every time we leave the apartment.
Yeah.
But it's a different city, and it's, I wouldn't say Seattle's dying, but Seattle is definitely changing.
Mm-hmm.
And the entire world is changing around it, around with it, and it's just, I don't know, it feels, I don't know if you share the same feelings with me or not, but it feels like a pressure cooker a lot of times.
Oh yeah, I definitely do feel that way, because I you know, I used to walk down, you know, 3rd and Pike, the Pike corridor is like, it's been a sketchy place for years, and especially this area, 3rd and Pike, 3rd and Pine, you get a lot of, shall we say, characters down there, and, but now it feels more dangerous, because there's been several shootings, there's been some stabbings, there's been some people mugged, or robbed, or however you want to say it. Yeah, and they put more police presence down there, which is, I don't know, but the thing is like, every time they try to clean this part of the city up, everybody who hangs out down there just goes elsewhere. They either move a street up or they move a street down, but the activity never stops, like the open air drug deals and like the breaking into businesses and stuff like that never stops. We as a society have failed these people who keep doing this, and nobody knows how to help them reintegrate, or change society so that you know, they don't need to feel like they need to do drugs to escape life, or steal because they don't have enough money to get whatever they need or want. I don't know how to solve that either. I mean, I just keep saying make it a Star Trek world, but I don't, you know, I don't know where to begin. I'm not that, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just trying to live life too, I mean, for my part, I never felt like I had to do drugs or steal to get what I need. I just escape into movies, books, and video games and food. But yeah, that's another topic for another time. But
yeah, well, I mean, most of my escapism has been video games too, but I mean, I'm still recovering from this stupid cigarette addiction, which is constantly eating in my brain.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to admit that that's what it's doing, but it's constantly eating in my brain.
And that probably helps some people to hear that.
What's that?
That it's, like, it doesn't just go away.
No, no, it doesn't go away. Like people, well, let me term it this way. If you're one of those lucky bastards that is only chemically dependent on nicotine, good for you, congratulations, you're done in 3 days, hallelujah. If you're not one of those lucky people, though, if you're like me, if it's a psychological addiction, all I can tell you is it's going to be a rough ride. I'm still having trouble, and it's been multiple months. Multiple months.
And yeah, since about October.
Yeah.
When you met me.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, like, I'm still having trouble, and it's just like, it's a psychological thing, and again, it goes back to that routine, right? The autistic routine that like that's the whole root of it. It's like I need my routine to unwind, but I can't have my routine, so therefore you get stuck. And you're stuck in the mud and you're treading your wheels and you're trying not to upset your spouse. And you're trying, and you can't escape to the city because the city's changed. And so it's very challenging times right now. Like I said, though, I wouldn't change a thing. I absolutely love you.
I love you too.
It's still euphoria.
Yeah, euphoria for me too.
And apparently this is becoming Love on the Spectrum, but that's okay because that's what our reality is, and that's what this podcast has always been about. It's always been about my reality, now our reality.
Yeah.
So if you want to donate and help out, knickknackpod.net should work for a little bit longer. Before that has to go the way of the dodo, because money. Check that out, or check out the Patreon link, in the, whatever podcatcher you're listening to. And thanks so much for listening. We'll see if I add music to this one or not. Thank you so much, sweetie, for starting it out and getting us having a good conversation. I think this helped us both, and hopefully it helped people at home too.
Yeah. No problem.
Love you.
I love you.
Are the schools shitting out fools who believe what they read and believe what they see? Don't believe them and don't believe me. I'm a tool. I'm your changes of mood. I'm a drug in your food. Believe what you read and believe what you see on the TV. Don't believe that. I desperately